All right, so the other day we got stopped by the rain, so we just started number 38, which is Nesil Mechavero. So Nesil Mechavero is a very important mitzvah. Volba holds that is the ikar mitzvah when it comes to Nesil Mechavero. Nesil means that ability to feel somebody else's pain. I can take their burden. That's what it means. Literally, Nesil means I am bearing their burden for them. So again, Rav Volba says this is the most important mitzvah of chavero, because this is what actually trains you to get into their mindset, into their feelings, into their emotions. That's what it's all about. So the Shaila was asked the other day is what makes this, why is this nogea to Kinyani Torah? Meaning it's a beautiful mitzvah. In Ban Chavero, this is it. But when it comes to learning Torah, why is this one of the Kinyani Torah? What makes Ben Nosei Ba'ol a Kinyan in Torah? That's really the question. So let's take it slowly for a second. Just to explain the Mida. So we know L'mashal, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Nosei Torah. He's the one who brought Torah to Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, the first thing we see about him in the Chumash is this Mida, Nosei Ba'ol. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu of Yigdal, he became a gadol, and he went out, he looked at his brothers and he saw their suffering. And Chazal tell us he even went and he took loads of bricks and schlepped them around on his back because he wanted to feel their pain. Moshe Rabbeinu is the famous Maisa where he goes and he carries the sheep. Moshe Rabbeinu by the well, he sees these girls being tormented and he takes up their case. That's how he met his wife. But the first stories of Moshe Rabbeinu are not about learning, they're about Nosei Ba'ol Chavero. And he became the Spitz Rebbe in Klal Yisrael. He became the Nosei Torah. He became the Amud of Torah for Klal Yisrael. And it's all based on this Midah. It's a fascinating thing. The Mikdash Baruch Hu himself, Kiviyachol, is Nosei Ba'ol Chavero. The Mishnah Sanhedrin says that when somebody has to be killed by a Bezdin, Mrs. Bezdin, Kosh Baruch Hu himself says, Kalani Miroshi, Kalani Mizroi, which the Mepharshim explain means that I am suffering, I know my head hurts, my bones hurt me because there's a Yid who had to be killed. So Hashem is bearing the pain of another Yid who is suffering because of his Averus, and it's because of his Averus. See, he was something, he's Mechal Shabbos and gets Skila, and Kosh Baruch Hu can't bear the suffering. Kiviyachol. Kosh Baruch Hu himself has to, says, I can't bear that suffering. So Lemaisa, we find that Kosh Baruch Hu himself Nosei Ba'ol, Moshe is Nosei Ba'ol, so it's a very important midah. Where does it come in? So Tiferes Yisrael says in a few different areas. It says Tirchas Haguf. Number one, obviously, is physically. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa of helping somebody, you know, load up his donkey, but shoving somebody's load physically, somebody is out there with a physical burden, you help them out. That's literal Nosei Ba'ol. I am carrying his burden, mamish, you know, mamish. Literally, that's number one. Hotzas Mamin, financially. If somebody is suffering or has financial difficulties, Nosei Ba'ol means I'm going to help them financially. It's not this, it's tzedaka, but tzedaka is also Nosei Ba'ol because I'm helping them bear their burden. So it's not just the mice of giving money, but it's getting into their mindset and recognizing the struggle they're having with money and then helping them out that way. It's Nosei Ba'ol. It's he says the first of all says Sar Nafsho Al Mashikara, emotional support. Someone's going through a tough time, something, Rachmanos, happened to them that was difficult, and they're emotionally down. Nosei Ba'ol, this is where you find it typically. Nosei Ba'ol, usually when we use the phrase, you know, typically we mean emotional support, but that's just one chil of Nosei Ba'ol. It means that the person is down and out. The person is going through difficult times, and you're there to help ease that burden. That's Nosei Ba'ol. In the fourth category, he says, is the person is chaser seichel. He's lacking in seichel. Whether it be he needs just some advice, he's confused, he doesn't know Torah, doesn't know how to change the oil in his car, he doesn't know how to, you know, wash his shirt, whatever he's missing some information. And you see the person is going to be challenged if you don't step in. And you do it, obviously you do it properly without offending them. But it's also Nosei Ba'ol because you're recognizing there's chaser and seichel and you're helping them out. So that's four areas where Nosei Ba'ol comes in Lamaisa. Now where is it? Here's my question. Why is it a Kinyan Torah? It's a beautiful midah. Again, Rav Volba is most important in Ban Chavero. This is it. This is the Spitz. But why is it so important as a Kinyan Torah? So I think the pshat comes in. It's in two ways, but I think it's all the same. It's all the same nekuda. When it comes to learning, that requires you to, number one, being able to see things from another perspective. Torah is often different than the way we say things. That's why we say, oh, this is a chiddush. That's why we say, you know, Torah is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're here on the earth, and we have to rise up to understand Torah. It's not always easy. You learn up a kasha in the Gemara. You say, I don't think it's shver. Yeah, but the Gemara said it's shver. HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt it was shver, so you have to figure out, how do I see it from a different perspective and understand the difficulty? I hear a svara, and I say, in my mind, I don't understand the svara. But the Torah told me that svara is emes. So I have to get out of my own brain and think about it from another perspective. Notice of all is good for that. Notice of all means that, you know, I'm fine. Baruch Hashem, I'm happy. I'm not down. I have money to pay my bills. You know, Baruch Hashem, I'm not going through any physical difficulty. But my friend is. So I can say, okay, I'll help him out. Notice of all is not helping him out. Notice of all means that I can get into his mindset and feel his suffering. That's notice of all. So that requires me to get out of my own brain and move into someone else's mindset. And that's one of the ikar midos in learning, because if you can't do that, how are you going to understand Torah? You're going to say, there's a svar, but I don't get it. This makes sense to me. Okay, so then you're not going to shtay from it. You're not going to be able to see the world from Kosh Baruch Hu's emes, because you can't understand that svara. Because you're not willing to get out of your own brain and work on it, and see it from another perspective. Things in life have different perspectives to see them from. Torah is the emistic perspective, and if you can't see it from that way, then you're missing in learning. So it's not just a midah ben chavero, but it's something that a person has to do in order to learn. The Ruach Chaim is Chaim Volodin's Perush on Avos, Nefesh HaChaim, Ruach Chaim. So the Ruach Chaim says that, what is Nesibol Nogia by learning? He says when you're learning Chavrusa, he says, Laharos Panim Lesvaraso. He says a Svara. You're learning Chavrusa. You say, I think it's this way. He says that way. Stop a minute and don't try to prove your own Svara. Try to bring a right his Svara. Why? Well, things right or wrong, but that's to be determined. But to grow in learning, like we said, you have to be able to see things from a different angle. So we're always fighting for our svar. I think it's this way. I know this. That's I think it's the pshat. Your chavrusa says no. The pshat's this way. So how often do you stop and actually try to bring a riot to your chavrusa? So Reb Chaim Volodin says, "Nesmil chavero" means when he is saying a svara, you should try to bring a riot his svara, because that's going to allow you to understand emes. If he's right. If he's wrong, then you'll find out that he's wrong. But that you have to be able to expand your mind to see things from other perspectives in order to learn. It's a very important thing. The Maral says a further point. The Maral says that if you're Nesim Chavero, it shows you that you're part of Klal Yisrael. And I've said this many times throughout these Vadim, but when the Torah was given her Sinai to Klal Yisrael, V'yichan Shom Yisrael G'dahar, Kishcha B'lev Echad, Torah, Kosh Baruch Hu gives Torah to the Klal. It's well known, you know, different Svarim explain different ways, but Kosh Baruch Hu did not give the Torah to Abraham, to Yitzchak, to Yaakov, to the Shvatim. He gave it to Klai Sotar Sinai. Why? Because Torah has to go to... Torah is meant for the Klal, not for Yechidim. Abraham himself was Roi. You know, he learned Torah. He was a tremendous person, but Kosh Baruch Hu waited to give Torah not to Yechidim, but to a Klal. So to be Mekabel Torah, you have to be part of the Klal. If you see yourself as, you know, I do my thing, you say, yeah, I'm a Yid, I'm part of Klal Yisrael, but you can't get yourself in anybody else's mindset. You can't feel their pain or their suffering. You can't celebrate their simchas. You don't see yourself as part of Klal Yisrael, so then you're cutting yourself off from Torah, because Torah is given to the Klal. And the more you associate yourself with Klal Yisrael, the more you're able to Mekabel Torah. Like we said the other day, Rabos Banos HaSuchayel, the Gun says that Klal Yisrael as a whole can be Mekayim all the Midos the Torah is Niknas Behen. But as individuals, we can't do that. So as individuals, we're held back. We cannot be Mekabel Torah. But when you associate the Klal, you can be. Nesom Chavero is the way you associate the Klal. You're saying it's not just about me. It's not just me giving tzedakah. You know, but it's me. I feel for others. I feel their pain and their suffering. And I don't know. I celebrate with their simchas. The Rav Volber brings down a Maisa in Chelek Sheni. I forgot who he was speaking. One of the Bali Musar, that, you know, he was once on a trip visiting like some family, and he said, like, you know, what time is it? They said it's like 3:30. It's like 3:30. He starts dancing. He gets in the middle of the room, starts dancing, and they're like, what's going on over here? Like, you have this Bali Musar dancing in the middle of the room, you know? So they said, well, you know, like, what's going on? He said, well, I have a Talmud who's getting married right now. I could be by the Chasana, but I'm so happy for him. So I had to dance, because I felt the simcha. It wasn't just feeling the pain. It's also benesibel. It's feeling the simcha of everybody else as well. Because you're part of a klal. You feel for others. You feel their pain. You feel their suffering. You feel their happiness. It all goes together. But that allows you to open your mind up. Nogeya to learning means you open your mind to other ideas, other svaras, to a chavrusa, to a kasha, to a teretz, which you yourself will not have appreciated on your own. But if you're able to open your mind to that, then you can to learn in a much more effective way. So, being part of the klal is really what it's, the Maral says, what it's all about. You're part of the klal. Klal Yisrael is one. You're part of that klal, and it's not just a nice phrase to say. I'm part of klal. So it's not just a sticker you put, like, you know, I'm a yid. But it means I feel. We're all mishpacha, and we feel for each other, and we care about each other. Mesibel is a major point in that. I'll add as an aside, just it's hard to believe Rosh Hashanah is in 2 weeks. Especially this year, it's really sneaking up on me, I'll tell you that. But you know, there's many svarim speak about etzos to help you, you know, succeed in Yom HaDin. But what are different things to take on to bring you to a schus in Rosh Hashanah? And obviously the Yikr is tshuva, but you always have to define tshuva. Tshuva is a very broad word, and you have to define tshuva. So many speak out that one of the biggest etzos to be zeichah b'din is the more you associate as part of Klal Yisrael. Why? Because on the klal, we all care. We all make up for each other. I mean, I have chesronos, and you can mashlam that, and you have chesronos, I can mashlam that. Meaning, I'm imperfect. I have my own problems, but somebody in this room is perfect in that area and has a different problem. So if we're all one unit, we're all one entity. We all need each other. So then that means that Kodesh Baruch looks at us as a whole, and doesn't just look at us as yechidim. It's called Kol Baskir Achas, the Mishnah, you know, we say in the Mishnah over there. So it's and everyone goes Kivnei Maron, there's individual din, but it's all seen also in one sweeping glance. So in that sweeping glance, you know, if you're part of Klal Yisrael, and each one of us can needs the other and cares about the other and can fill each other's needs and mashlim the areas that we're chaser in. So then Merzeichet B'din, because Hashem sees it as a whole, not just as my own individual chasernos. Additionally, if you're somebody that's the Rabbi Misrichim Lo, they speak about you're somebody who takes on a chrayas for others. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? You yourself don't deserve a good din this year, chas v'shalom. But, you know, but there's 50 people in Klal Yisrael that count upon you. And if I do something to you, which is going to stop you from helping them, it's going to impact all 50 of them. So when the Rabbim needs you, because you are somebody who cares for the Rabbim, then their schus stands for you as well. People take on tzarchei tzibur. So the tzibur needs that person. You know, there's people out there in Klal Yisrael, we know that if they weren't there, then things would just fall apart. We know that. Look at your shul, look at your community. You know that, you know, there's Baal Tzedakah, there's people out there that support all sorts of mitzvahs, and if they weren't there, you say, what would happen? So the schus they get on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom HaDin, is not just their own personal schus, but it's a schus of all of those that look towards them for that which they support. It's a tremendous schus, you know, the schus of Rabban Tzvi Chimlo. You know, so there's nekuda in this of all, which is not just nagia to Ram Chaverim, not only to learning, but also to, you know, to the din Rosh Hashanah. That if we're people that can really associate with others and feel for others and take on the achrayas of others and bear their burden, help them out, the people depend upon us and we feel for them, we care about them. So then we put them in Klal Yisrael. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu sees us in the bigger picture as the klal, not just as the yichim that we are. So this an etzah tova for us, etzah tova kamashmalan that we should all take advantage of. When we're at tzibur like this, so you know everyone has the things they need. You know, we're Baruch Hashem in a yeshiva. There's a lot of yechidim, and to sense. So this is a new bachur yeshiva, and he looks a little bit, you know, uncomfortable. This guy looks like he can use a little bit of boost. He's having trouble in learning. This guy's having trouble. He doesn't like the food. Maybe I can help him out find something better to eat. This guy, you know, is not sleeping well at night. Let's figure out how we can help. You see the needs around you. And if you can feel those burdens a little bit and help out, so then you become this person, the Rabban Tzvi Chimlo, and you become part of the klal. And you can zeichah b'din in that way as well. All right, shkoyach.